Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, April 30th. I'm Ray Graff. Today we talk Italian food with two special guests, Food Friday favorite Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria and owner of Paisan's Pizza, Frank Scavio. The number to call with your Italian food questions is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org is the email address, and the phone number is 800-348-2551. Italian food, DeFazio's, Paisan's, your calls coming up on Vox Pop Food Friday, right after the news. Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and we talk Italian food today with two special guests. Rocco DeFazio opened DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy in 1989. It's since won numerous Best of Awards from around the capital region for its unique pizza offerings at Italian fare. Rocco is an expert in Italian food. He is a Siena College grad, a former science teacher. Frank Scavio is the owner of Paisan's Pizza, established in 1994. Now with five locations, Frank owned a deli in Rockaway, Queens, and his love of cooking comes from his mom, who is from Italy. Paisan's has sent hundreds of their frozen pizzas to U.S. troops overseas and works with Barstool to help small businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. You got a question about pizza or other Italian food? Oh, we got experts. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us, as several people already have. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org. But we always like calls on this call-in program, and that number is 800-348-2551. Frank Scavio, you're new to this program, so you go first. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So how did you make your way from Rockaway up north here?
Well, we grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and you know, when we graduated high school, we were three brothers, and my dad pretty much asked, you know, if we wanted to go to college, and none of us wanted to go to college. So my brother was up here working with one of my cousins, and an opportunity arose, and there's a building in foreclosure in Albany, and one thing led to another, and now Albany is my new home.
Well, it's great to have you in the area, and it's great to have you on the show. Have you met Rocco previously, Frank?
No, you know what? I pretty much know everyone in the pizza business, and I have never met Rocco.
Oh, you're in for a real treat. Hey, Rocco, how you doing?
Hey, buongiorno. Glad to be out with Frank, and especially you, Ray. It's always good to be on the radio.
Hey, man, it's great to have you both here today. And once again, our number is 800-348-2551. We do have literally a stack of email already that has been coming in for a couple of hours now.
I'm surprised.
Isn't it amazing? And I don't know if you had to pay them, Rocco, but there's a lot of people who...
I got to pay everybody.
Yeah.
Right now,
hey, by the way, before we get going with the show and the questions for you guys, one thing I'm very irritated about, Rocco, and I'll be perfectly frank.
Why am I always the bad guy?
You know
guy,
what?
Right?
You know, Frank, you'll get used to this, but Rocco can be troublesome. And I got to be honest with you, Rocco. You open up a thing at the distilling in Albany.
I didn't open it up yet, Ray.
And I find out via a press release. I thought we were friends. What's going on? What happened? What's going on with that?
It is not open yet.
Oh, really?
It's in a work in progress.
Oh, well, I take it back then.
Okay, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
And once in a while, it's nice to be surprised, Ray.
No, not when you're in this business of information, Rocco DeFazio. So this is with Albany Distillers? What is this?
Yes, we, believe it or not, the way it started, my son Matthew was taking an entrepreneurial class at SUNY Albany with a couple of the owners who you know very well because I was with them yesterday, and they're big fans of yours, and they've been on the show.
Yes.
And they were doing the rehab of Albany Distillery, and they asked Matthew if he would be interested in looking at their location and opening up a satellite in there.
Yeah.
They know everything about distilling spirits, but I think very little bit about food. I don't think anything about Italian food. So negotiations went on, and it was something we couldn't pass. We brought my daughter in, Elizabeth, from Albany, who was working in Albany. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Albany, who was working in Boston.
Yeah.
For 7 years as an event planner and doing things with a bunch of different companies. And so we brought her back, and she's going to manage it.
Okay. And when do you think it'll open, Rocco?
We're looking at probably around Father's Day.
Oh, very cool. There's a Father's Day? When does that happen?
Father's Day, I think, is June 17th.
Oh, yeah. I the last time we had Father's Day at my house, I was told to buy an outdoor fire pit for my Father's Day gift. So that's what I did, but we do celebrate it at my house. Hey, Frank, let me ask you a question. You're of Italian extraction, correct?
Yes. Oh. My parents were born in Italy and first generation. That was my first language, actually.
Well, you know, I love Italian food, and Rocco knows very well I love pizza.
My God, you sure do.
I also love booze. But standing as an impartial observer, Frank, does like booze go that well with the Italian food?
Of course.
Yeah? All right.
It's a great opportunity for him, sure.
Oh, it's a great opportunity for him. And believe me, I'll be the first one in line. But, you know, I don't know. I swill a little bourbon. I'm not going to scarf down a piece of pie, Rocco.
Well, you know, Ray, we are developing a whole new menu for Albany.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you got, man?
Working on something. You know me, Ray. I'm always with coming up with something new and surprising, and I think you'll like what we have in store for Albany.
All right, man. We're
not doing any pasta.
What?
Yeah, no pasta. It's strictly pizza, antipasto, our wonderful homemade desserts, and we're throwing in something brand, something old, something new, Ray.
Oh, really? All right, very good. Well, let's start with a couple of questions here via email, and this one is from Wayne in Stone Ridge. And Wayne says, we make pizza at home regularly. It's good, but never quite like good pizzeria pizza. What's the key to making a good pizza at home? Frank, we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Rocco.
The dough is getting good quality dough. It's all about the bread. When you make pizza. So that's the key ingredient. I always tell people, don't buy the dough at a supermarket. You should just go to a local pizzeria, and they would sell you some dough. And that's the first ingredient that they need to get right. I know sometimes people like to make their own dough, but you're buying nice, fresh dough, that'll make a world of a difference. It's like I tell people, you know, bread is number one on sandwiches. You could have the worst cold cuts in the world, but if you got a good loaf of bread, it makes that sandwich taste excellent.
Well, you make a great point there. Rocco, you agree?
I agree wholeheartedly. We did offer a pizza-making class
prior
to the pandemic, and we always told people in our class the three most important things in pizza is dough, sauce, then your toppings. Not even the cheese. It's your toppings. And matter of fact, one of the things we came up with during the pandemic was a pizza kit for families, which really took off.
And it's fantastic.
You use it. Yeah. I think you got one.
It didn't last long in my house, I'll tell you that.
No. And so what we did, we added our two homemade doughs, two sauces, two cheeses, a pizza cutter, instructions very precise instructions, and people absolutely love it. So I agree with Frank.
Dough, you can do a video also now.
You could do it. Would you say, Frank?
You could also, there's a lot of videos on YouTube with people. They show you how to make pizzas, make ovens, whatever. Everything's on YouTube today. So that's actually, other things that people do.
You know
but
what?
Yeah, we've been selling pizza kits for a while, and people like doing it, especially with their kids.
You know, it's fun to do, but there's definitely an art to it, and we've tried it at home, and it takes a little practice, but practice does make close to perfect. Let's take a quick break here. Frank Scavio is here from Paisans. Rocco DeFazio's here from DeFazio's Pizzeria, and we're just getting started. 800-348-2551 is the number. We'll be back. Vox Pop, it's a Food Friday. Ray Graff here, 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. People are talking on the phones. It's our guest, Rocco DeFazio and Frank Scavio. Frank is the owner of Paisan's Pizza in Albany and four other locations. Rocco is in Troy and soon to be in Albany. And Frank, where are your other locations?
Our first location was in Albany. Then we went from Albany to East Greenbush, East Greenbush to Gilboa. And then we had one in Colony, Latham, and the other one we have is in Rotterdam and East Greenbush, right? So, yep.
I mean, do you go around and just make sure the quality is where you want it to be? Do you do spot checks?
Yeah, I mean, we bounce around from location. We're three brothers, so we're always around, and we've had managers with us for a very long time that we trust, and if the quality's off, trust me, with today's social media, people will let you know right away.
Yeah, you got that right. And Rocco, will you be? I know that your daughter is going to run the place in Albany, at Albany Distilling, but are you going to pop in and say, hey, listen, you got to work on this?
No.
No? You're never going to go over?
No, Matthew can handle that part.
All right, fair enough. All right,
once. It's primarily it's going to be Matthew and Elizabeth.
Now, this email came in from Anna, who says, I'm getting my garden ready and was wondering what type of tomatoes do you recommend for pasta sauce? I eventually want to can some, and do you have any other suggestions of things to grow to add to the sauce? I'll ask both of you guys. Rocco, you go first.
You know, Ray, I haven't planted tomatoes since my parents passed away, unfortunately. The only thing we plant in the garden now is primarily basil that we use on our pizza, a lot of herbs.
Yeah.
But it's primarily the Italian plum tomatoes, Ray.
What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, some nice aroma tomatoes and some fresh basil. You need some really good basil. With those two ingredients, I mean, because my mom makes fresh sauce till this day, and she usually gets the bushels of the aroma tomatoes.
Okay, very good. I love those aroma tomatoes, too. We try growing them. We had, in our garden, we had the blight a couple years ago. We got no tomatoes. Last year, we did much better. So things perhaps this summer will be all right. This message came in quite a while ago. Go ahead, Frank. You going to say something?
No, it depends on the weather.
Yeah, it really does.
The Northeast is very tough.
Sure is. It's not as balmy as it is in Rockaway, Queens, but that's another story. This is from Jan.
And
this came in quite a while ago for Rocco. And Rocco, Jan says, we live in the southern Berkshires. We never really get to Troy, but a few weeks ago, we made a special trip to DeFazio's to try the pizza, and it was delicious. On a whim, we also bought their lemon ricotta cookies, and they were fantastic, dare I say addictive. Is it too forward to ask for the cookie recipe? I don't want to put Rocco in an uncomfortable position. I responded to Jan saying, I live to put Rocco in an uncomfortable position on the show.
That is so true. I can attest to that.
So
believe me.
Can you share the recipe, Rocco?
Believe it or not, Ray, if you look closely in our pizzeria,
yeah,
the recipe is on the wall.
You're kidding me.
No.
Well, obviously Jan didn't do that, so maybe you could share it with us.
The key to the cookies is ricotta. Well, we use not regular ricotta. We use pastry ricotta, which is called pastosa. Pastosa. Impastata. I'm sorry, impastata. I got about five people walking in front of me here in the kitchen.
Wow.
Impastata.
Pastosa is a ravioli in Brooklyn.
Right. Pastosa, right. We handle their ravioli. That's something I with a box, and I saw it. But it's impastata, which is pastry ricotta, and it makes the cookies very moist.
Yeah.
And it's just we like using gold medal flour. I'll give you another one of our secrets. Gold medal flour is key, but ricotta, and if you can get it, pastry ricotta.
Oh, very interesting. Well, all right,
very
there you
simple.
Go. There
it's
you go,
like
Jan. And
four ingredients.
And if you can not hear it well, then you can obviously go to our website, wamc.org.
And she's in. Just look on. on the wall. the recipe is in an old Troy Record article on my parents.
One of the great things about both of your shops, and I've been in both of them, is the amazing selection of things on the wall to look at. I mean, both of you guys have some incredible. You can just stand there while you're waiting and really take in quite a number of sights. Hey, listen, let's grab a few phone calls and then we'll go back to the email bag. It's Italian food and pizza today with Frank Scavio of Paisan's Pizza, Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's, and let's go to Palatine Bridge. Alan, you've been waiting a long time. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. First of all, guys, thanks for supporting Barstool. It's really a great cause. My question is this. My wife and I are having pizza tonight, and we're going to have limoncello maybe or Negroni with it. And I was wondering, could you recommend an Italian cheese to have with that? And as a quick second question, we live out by the Utica, New York area, where tomato pie is very popular. What's your position or opinion on tomato pie versus pizza? Thank you very much.
I know Rocco loves that.
I love tomato pie because my favorite pizza, believe it or not, is no mozzarella cheese at all. It's all about the sauce. So I love tomato pie because if you make a really good sauce, you want to appreciate it. And I make a really good sauce. So I love tomato pie, and every once in a while, I'll make it for the family, and they love it.
Mm. And what about the cheese with the limoncello?
I like a nice fontanella.
Mm.
Sharp provolone is a little too sharp.
What about you, Frank?
Yeah, I'm a sharp provolone guy. I'm going to go for it. Nice little sharp cheese with nice limoncello, a glass of wine, and some bread. I'm super sad. You're making me hungry.
Alan, thanks for the call. We're joined today by Frank Scavio and Rocco DeFazio. It's Italian food and pizza today. By the way, you know, I was talking about cocktails with pizza, and none other than John Fisher, who works at the Culinary Institute. He is a professor there. He's a mixologist. And he says, I got the perfect cocktail for pizza. The Adonis cocktail is sweet vermouth and Fino sherry and is lovely with a broad range of pizzas. And that guy ought to know. Frank, you ever had one of those?
No, never.
What about you, Rocco?
No, I'll tell you what I prefer. I told you this in numerous shows. My go-to drink with pizza is Prosecco.
Oh, I like that, too. That's a very nice one.
Love Prosecco. And you could do it with strawberries. Prosecco. Matter of fact, they did a survey among Italians a few years ago, and number one drink for Italians with their wine was Prosecco.
It's very trendy now, and the price is going up, and it's annoying me. Let's go to Michael in Warwick. Michael, you're on.
Yeah, hey. This is for Frank. I want to commend him on his pizza. It made my life so much better going into a store and getting quality stuff. It was excellent. I appreciate it. And my question is, do you have any plans to expand the varieties that are already in the supermarket?
We're talking about the frozen.
Yeah.
The frozen pizza.
Yeah.
That we came out with the line. Actually, yes. We have five SKUs. So the biggest issue with supermarkets is shelf space. And there's very limited freezer space in supermarkets. So it matters on how many doors. And then you get the big players like DiGiorno Pizza that they eat up four or five doors they pay for. So that's what we're up against. But we came out with a new flavor. It's Brooklyn Cop, which is tomato pie. It's the cheese on the bottom. We do provolone cheese on the bottom, the marinara sauce, some Parmesan cheese, and a pinch of oregano, and it's delicious. And that's been going really well with us. We have the classic cheese, margarita, and then we did, for the ladies, we did a white broccoli and a spinach.
Nice.
You can get them at Walmart, those five flavors, or you can come into one of my shops. I'm usually in the Latham shop all morning long, you know, doing production and stuff because it's the frozen business has started taking a life of its own. And, you know, as you guys know, we're in Walmart, ShopRite, Price Chopper. We're in a lot of mom and pop shops like Gabriel's, who does a phenomenal job for us. So it's been a lot of fun and challenging at times to meet with the demand since COVID hit.
And you send a lot overseas, which is a very nice thing to do. You know, that
the troops, that was awesome. I was very proud. I brought my kids. They came in. They gave me a medal. It was a great. I felt awesome doing it.
That's nice. And Rocco, you're doing your thing again this spring, right? The stickball thing.
Yes, this is our 15th year partnering with Joseph House, the local homeless shelter. And it's going to be June 13th on a Sunday. And we're looking for items for children to be donated. And this year we're going to have about six teams playing from 1 to 5. And we hope to raise awareness and items for homeless children that are in shelters around the Capital District.
Yeah, and you do this every year, and of course you do the Christmas gift thing with Joseph's House every Christmas time. How do people find out about the stickball tourney?
We'll be posting starting this week on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
and they can come and see me at the import store, and I'll have. A lot of people donate prior to the event. And matter of fact, my good friend Patsy Linguini dropped off. You know Patsy.
Yeah, you may be hearing from him soon.
I know. He's probably waiting on the line. He dropped off about 16 pairs of sneakers for kids.
He's a good
the
man.
The other day.
You know, do you, Rocco, two questions. One, do you get out there and play a little bit during the tourney?
I am relegated now just to pitching, Ray.
No, that's okay. Now, do you guys...
I can still pitch.
Where does this happen? This doesn't happen out in the street right in front of the shop, does it?
No, we do it in the market just a block away from... It's a huge open space.
Cool.
And we play there. It's a lot of fun. It's where I grew up playing stickball as a kid.
Neato.
And it's great. It's a great sight.
Makes you feel like a kid again.
It sure does. And Frank,
it certainly does.
You're from Queens, and I got to ask you one question. Simple yes or no answer. Are you a Mets fan?
From Brooklyn, Ray.
Oh, you're from
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Go ahead.
Oh, you owned a deli in Queens. So you're not a Mets
fan
then, right?
No, Yankees fan. I grew up in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. Yankees and Giants.
That hurts me. Now, my father was...
And don't forget the Rangers.
He was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan, and, you know... He was from Hempstead, but he made the trip. You should think about now. Rocco's a Yankee fan too, and now
I divorced that team, Ray.
What team are you now? The Phillies? Please don't tell me the Phillies.
Any team but the Yankees.
All right, you I'm annoyed with both of you. Let's go to the phones. Pasquale and Red Hook. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. I fell asleep though.
Well, you're on now. Go ahead.
So how are you, Ray and Frank, newcomer Frank, and Rocco, of course?
We're doing okay. I'll leave it to you, Patsy.
Doing good.
Okay. Ray, I happen to know what Rocco was making at the distillery. I won't say.
Really?
Because I don't want to spill the beans.
You.
Give us a hint.
No. It's all I can say is it's not Italian.
The second thing
I wanted to do is ask Rocco. Well, for you to ask Rocco. Say, I hear you write poetry in Nantucket.
Oh, really, Rocco? I hear you write
and
poetry.
I'd like to see if he recites some.
Could you recite it on the air, Rocco?
I should not talk to that guy.
Fair enough.
I tell you.
Okay.
You know, Ray, I used to summer in Nantucket as a young boy.
Yes, we know it rhymes with that, so please don't go any further, all right? I've had it. Frank, I should tell you that every time Rocco's on, it hits this certain critical mass point where things are very close to the station losing the FCC license. And now, unfortunately, thanks to Patsy, we're at that point.
I'm glad I could be of service.
And Ray, this poem is like the Iliad. Goes on and on.
Okay, well, why don't we see?
And it's about a young boy who catches a mermaid.
Okay. All right, Rocco. You know what? Hey, you have anything else you want to add, Patsy, before we get into real trouble?
That would be it, except to support Joseph's House.
Hey, man, thank you for the call, and we will talk to you soon. We are talking Italian pizza and food and such with Rocco DeFazio and Frank Scavio from Paisans and DeFazio's Pizza. And now we go, well, to dead air. No, let's go to Mary in Claryville. Mary, you're on.
Hey, you guys. Well, how do you follow that?
Well, it's very difficult.
Right. I just want to say great show, and thank you for your, and bless you for your spirit of charity. That's so wonderful. My question is, my goddaughter and I just finished binge-watching The Sopranos from start to finish, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are on, did they do, you know, justice to the authenticity of Italian cuisine on that show?
Oh, interesting.
And do you think that there should have been other dishes, you know, that were featured or brought on that you just never saw during the series?
So the authentic. All right, thanks, Mary. The authenticity of the food on The Sopranos. Frank, I'll go to you first. I must confess, I have never seen one episode of the program. So what do you think, Frank?
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job, I think. The Sopranos is one of our favorite shows that, you know, I was watching and kind of miss it. I actually met James Gandolfini when they had their finale down at one of the casinos. But, yeah, I think they did an excellent job. And it's down in the city, so they know how to eat, especially James Gandolfini. He knows how to eat a spaghetti.
Rocco, are you an aficionado of that program?
You know, Ray, my kids were young when Sopranos were on, and I did not get HBO at the time.
Ah.
Because my, you know, I have five children.
Yeah, no, I get you.
And so I did not.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Well, Mary, thanks for a very interesting question. We'll take a quick break here, then we'll open the email bag and get back to the phones.
What are you looking for, dear?
800-348. Pot them down. 800-348-2551 is the number. Another rollicking hour with Rocco DeFazio and Frank Scavio. And we'll be back. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday, Italian food and pizza today with Frank Scavio of Paisans and Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria. The number here is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. This email from Bill in Chatham. Bill says, I like to make pizza dough at home and try different recipes from time to time. One thing that always confuses me is the differences between active, rapid rise, and instant yeast. And when I'm in the store to buy ingredients, what the recipe calls for, they usually don't have exactly. Can you please explain the different types of yeast available in grocery stores and which might be best for making pizza dough? Which of you guys wants to go first?
You know, there's
I can
a
go
great...
with that one.
Okay, go, Frank. Go ahead.
You can go, Rocco. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
For Pete's sake, somebody go. Frank, you go.
Go ahead. Well, the best, what I used to do is I would go to a bakery and X them for it. They usually have the block of yeast, and they give you a nice wet yeast. But you could also use a dry active yeast. It all depends on what you prefer, but you'll get the same results. But the bakery ones are the best, because especially when you're making fresh dough, you don't have that much time. You know, you don't want to waste the whole entire day. And you get a nice chunk from them, and that will definitely help your dough rise quickly and give you that nice, airy taste.
Rocco.
Yeah, I concur. I was going to say the same thing. The dry baker's yeast is the best one. And yeah, I agree. But I was going to say, there's a great video. Lydia Bastianovich, who I think is the best person on TV cooking Italian food, she has a great video about making pizza dough. And if you get to watch it, and her video on how to make fresh pasta are excellent.
We've had luck at our house using a bread maker to make the dough for pizza.
And the what?
Like a bread machine to make the dough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's wonderful if you have one.
Yeah. This email from Jacob in Cahos. Do you have a preferred cheese alternative for those of us who can't put Parm on their meatballs anymore? And that's from Jacob in Cahos. Rocco.
You know, Ray, I make my own vegan Parmesan.
Oh, yeah, we've heard about that.
Which I know you are against.
No, I'm not. No,
it's
I'm
against
not,
your religion.
I'm not against it. You see, go,
yeah, I know.
Not,
how you feel
it's
about
very
vegan.
Good, man. It's very good. Tell us what it is.
But our mix is cashews. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But
okay.
Vegan parm, very good. If
yeah.
a person wants to call me, I'll give them the recipe.
All right. Frank.
Yes, sir. Parmesan is our favorite. That's our go-to. There's never a shortage of it.
But do you have
that's what we normally do.
But do you have a substitute for those who can no longer have cheese?
Oh, yeah. You know, believe it or not, I have I'm slightly lactose.
Yeah.
And you kind of suck it up, and when I'm in the mood for it, I just go for it. You pay for it later, but... It's
right.
hard to get a good substitute.
All right. This one is from Forrest in Great Barrington. I love making pizza in my home oven with a very thin crust. The problem I run into is that the crust is so thin, I have a lot of difficulty moving it from my prep station to the oven. Normally, I prepare it in a pan and just start it in the oven that way for a few minutes before moving it to the stone so the crust firms up. However, I'd like to actually cook the pizza on the stone the whole time. Is there a technique I should be using to get that pizza off a paddle and into the oven? I'm afraid with the crust being so thin, it'll flop over on itself. And that's from Forrest. Frank, you go first.
Well, you're supposed to, on your paddle, that you should put some flour down. If he's having a hard time sliding it off, I would recommend put a little bit more. And normally what you do is you blow underneath to get it up off the peel, and it should slide right in. Unless he's making the pizza too thin and the sauce is bleeding through, that's why it's getting stuck. But normally, it should slide right off. So use a little more flour on the pizza peel.
This question for Rocco from Patrick. Patrick writes, Rocco was talking about fabulous desserts. Can he discuss a good recipe for tiramisu?
For tiramisu?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head, Ray. That's number one, you need mascarpone cheese. You need some good espresso. I don't have a recipe for mascarpone.
Okay,
unfortunately,
this one is from Donna, and I love this question because I had the same question myself the other day, where I was in the grocery store and we got Sicilian gravy, you know, in the aisle where the pasta sauce is, and I said, well, I've heard about this, but well, it was amazing stuff. And Donna writes, every Saturday morning as I was growing up in the 50s in the New York metro area, my Naples-born grandmother, an American mother, would always cook a huge pot of what our family called gravy. Not sauce. Didn't have meat in it. It wasn't brown. It was red. It wasn't red gravy, just gravy. Could a reason be because my great-grandparents had 13 kids and could not afford meat? Please tell me that it's not gravy, it's sauce. Is there any other difference besides cultural? And Rocco, I'll go to you on that.
I find everybody who comes up from the city tends to call it gravy. A bean, Ray, that what your grandmother, your great-grandmother, or your mother would do was start a big pot of sauce early in the morning, and they would throw in whatever meat they had around.
Yeah.
They would throw in the ribs. They would throw in the sausages. And it would be raw. They would cook it in the sauce for hours and hours. Chicken, they would throw it in. And so it was this huge pot of tomato sauce filled with meat that, so they call it gravy.
No.
Up here, up in the Northeast, it was strictly sauce. I grew up in this Italian neighborhood where there were at least 20 Italian stores and 90% Italians lived in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Never heard the term gravy.
Huh.
It was always sauce.
Okay. Well, we thought it was pretty good. Donna has a second question, and I'll throw this one to you, Frank Scavio. This is about cornmeal. And Donna writes, is cornmeal the secret to making Napolitani pizza crust that's light, crunchy, and pleasing? So many pizza places use yucky dough filled with emulsifiers that stays in your tummy so long after you have to give it a name. Please advise. Cornmeal, what do you think?
I am not a fan of cornmeal. Some people do use it. I think it's a little gritty and dry. But the Neapolitan, I do see a bunch of restaurants that do that, but I'm not a fan of it. I'd rather just go with the flour, a nice, thin, airy crust, and some nice sauce and mozzarella, and you're good to go.
Rocco, what do you think?
I'm a fan of cornmeal. Matter of fact, when I, 30-some-odd years ago, when I brought my oven over from Italy, my wood-fired oven, I would try different recipes that guys in the neighborhood were using for their pizzeria. None of them worked. One day I asked my mother, and she said, use your grandmother's bread dough recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Because in Italy, that's all they did was use a wood-fired oven to make their bread. And it had cornmeal in it. I tweaked it. I use a very high grade of cornmeal that I get shipped to me. And it is one of the key ingredients.
Very interesting. That. Interesting difference there. Frank Scavio, want to say something, Frank?
Yeah, you can cut the cornmeal with some flour.
But her recipe, which was decades old, her Italian bread. And see, when people eat my pizza, they automatically say, this doesn't taste like regular pizza dough. Because it isn't. It's a very good Italian bread dough recipe.
We're joined today by Frank Scavio, owner of Paisan's Pizza with 5 locations in the Capital Region. Rocco DeFazio from DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy, soon to be a special secret location in Albany near the distillery. And there are things that only Patsy knows that they're going to be cooking, but they're going to be surprises. Let's go to Duncan in Latham. Duncan.
Fun show, Ray. Thanks to you all. It's really good.
Thanks.
We started homemade pizza Fridays during the pandemic, and we just haven't been able to get a crisp dough. We've used the perforated metal pan, solid metal pan, pizza stone, very hot oven temperature. We usually use Bella Napoli dough, and we've used some supermarket, but I did hear early on in the show that that's not really recommended. What's the secret to getting the dough crispy instead of cooked but soft?
Frank, you first.
Well, you live in Latham, so I'll be here all night. You're more than welcome to swing by, and I'll give you some dough, and you'll see the difference.
Come on.
It's really recipe. It's using high gluten and good quality, and also is having the right water content in that flour mix. Some people use salt, sugar, yeast, so everyone, it varies, but I think our dough is one of the best on the market. You could also pick it up at ShopRite that we sell them in.
Rocco, any advice?
Get your stone nice and hot, and again, use, like Frank said, a dough from a local Italian pizzeria or from Italian bakery.
All right, thanks very much, Duncan, and good luck, and a good plan to have the Friday night pizzas. By the way, it's Friday, so get cooking. And let's go to Sandra in Adams, Massachusetts. Sandra.
Hi there. I'm hungry just listening to the show today. So I grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I now live in the Berkshires. When I was a kid, as far as I'm concerned, I think we had the world's best pizza. It was wonderful stuff. But here's the interesting thing. My daddy, we're not Italian. When he would order pizza, he would always order it with scamotes. And that word sticks in my head. What exactly? Is that just another word for mozzarella? Scamotes. Does that ring a bell for you guys?
Who wants this one?
Scamotes?
Yeah.
Scamotes is a type of fresh mozzarella that is dried a little bit. We used to sell it back in the day.
This was back in the day. I'm in my 70s. I'm talking about pizza that I ate in the 40s and 50s, you know.
Yeah. But
I think Bridgeport, Connecticut had some world-class pizza. And one thing also that you mentioned was that I don't like a lot of cheese in my pizza. I love that sauce as much as I love the cheese. I want to see red and white on my pizza. But scamotes is a mozzarella?
It's a fresh mozzarella.
I thought you said it was dried.
So that's what we had on our pizza.
Yes, it is very
I wish
quality.
I lived closer to you guys so I could try some of yours, but it'd be a bit of a long drive to get over there. But it sounds delicious.
Go to any cheese store.
Any cheese store?
Fresh mozzarella.
Okay.
Fresh mozzarella. Scamotes.
All right. I like saying it too. Sandra, thanks a lot for the call. Our number is 800-348-2551, and it's Food Friday. And this email from Tom: how come nobody likes anchovy pizza? The plus side, I don't have to share it. I like anchovy pizza, Tom.
Yeah, Ray loves anchovy
pizza. Well, not love, but I like it once.
You like it.
Well, a couple Christmas Eves ago, I went over to your shop and took a bunch of half-baked pizzas home.
Yeah.
And one of them was anchovies, and my kids were little, and they kind of looked askance, but there were several that dove right into it. It's very good.
It's very good.
What's the secret, though? It's got to be thin, right? The anchovies have to be thin on those.
I like using, you know what they say, glass is class. So if I'm going to make one for myself, I'll get the imported anchovies from Italy.
Yeah.
That come in a nice, beautiful glass jar. And you put it on.
And you know, there's a pick. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Frank.
And you put it on your pizza right prior to taking it out of the oven. That's the key.
Oh, maybe that's why. And you said, Frank, people put it right in the sauce?
They do an anchovy paste that I learned from Chef Bruno out in Vegas, very popular chef out there. And he would put, and it was a beautiful taste. And where did you put it in there? And he would use anchovy paste in the pizza sauce.
Now, you guys both have very successful pizzerias, and I'm just wondering, now I know of Rocco's anchovy pizza, but are people actually asking, Frank, do you sell a lot of them?
No. Our pizza men fight over it when someone comes in. They don't want to touch the anchovies. So the old timers come in and request it, and my dad and my mom, they love it. But majority of people today know, the new generation, not really.
What about you, Rocco?
No. The demand, you could tell every year the demand for anchovy goes down.
Well, you know, maybe things have a way of being cyclical. Maybe the people will get over that scare. Because I'll tell you what, you hear anchovy pizza, and if you're uninitiated, you probably stay away. But if you try it, it's pretty darn
exactly.
good. Let's go to Mike in New Windsor. Mike.
Come on.
I don't know what you said.
How you guys doing?
Oh, hey.
How you doing? Vecchio Italiano.
Okay.
You guys, first thing, I'm Mezzo Calabrese and Poco Sicilian, so it's mostly southern stuff that we had. I never anybody here ever say gravy. They always said sauce. And we used to make something. My grandmother used to make the dough, but we used to make something called cagouts. You know what cagouts are?
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, I know cagouts.
All right.
Frank? We used to put that in the dough, too. It's more like an eggplant cut up.
Yeah, it's eggplant.
Eggplant. But yeah. We use that and make it like an eggplant pie. But the other thing is, just quickly, if you grow up Italian, you know, mio vecchio Italiano, if you grow up, you hear people say mozzarella, and they say parmesan, and all, you go, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah. Rocco and I have had this discussion many
times.
We've
had that discussion a lot. No, what you really got to watch sometime, and it's on YouTube, the Italian spelling bee. Ray, did you ever watch that?
No, but I will.
Watch the Italian spelling bee.
All right.
Kelly Ripa. Yeah, I've seen that. Kelly Ripa.
Grazie.
My neighbor, Benson, in Brooklyn.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, all right, Frank. Well, how do you say mozzarella, Frank?
Mozzarella.
Rocco?
Mozzarella. Yeah, mozzarella is good.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's grab one more call here. We're almost out of time. Do we have time enough? Okay, let's quickly go to Jill in Waterford. Jill, you got about 15 seconds here. Sorry about that.
That's okay, and unfortunately, what I wanted to ask between the question and the answer is going to take more than 15 seconds,
man.
So I'll have to try another time.
Do you want to try saying some Italian words? Because everyone seems to be doing that on the program. Things I don't understand.
No, I would not even try.
Yeah, that's probably
to compete against real Italian.
That's probably wise, Jill. Well, thank you very much for the call. All right, hey, Frank Scavio, how do people find Paisan's Pizza on the web?
Paisans, pizza.com, on Facebook, Instagram, on most of the social media sites.
You guys do a lot of the social media?
Yeah. Yeah, social media is very big today. It really has helped sales, especially with COVID and everything going on. And it's really boosted because we ship all over the country, yeah. Hawaii, I mean, you name it, we're going there. And that's really helped us because, you know, COVID in the beginning was kicking our butt.
Hey, Frank, thanks so much for being on the show. We will talk to you soon. Rocco, how do people find out more about DeFazio's and the stickball tourney that's coming up for Joseph's House?
Watch our Facebook page. www.defazio'spizza.com.
All right, man. Hey, thank you for being here as well. You both did a great job. Support comes from Warren Kitchen on Cutlery, a Rhinebeck Kitchenware Emporium for over 20 years. Cutlery, cookware, bakeware, kitchen tools for those who like to cook and entertain. Warren Kitchen on Cutlery.com. Cafe Capriccio, Albany, New York, serving Albany since 1982, now open Wednesday through Sundays for dinner, working to provide a safe experience for their patrons, cafecapriccio.com. And Schenectady Green Market, open outdoors Sundays 10 to 2 around City Hall, local food, beverages, and products, EBT accepted, schenectadygreenmarket.com for vendors and social distancing precautions. Once again, thanks to Rocco DeFazio and Frank Scavio for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the great calls and all the words that I don't even know what you were saying, Patsy, but thank you for calling all the same. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Barb King took the calls. I'm Ray Graff. It's been a week on Vox Pop, and it's done. But we'll see you Monday at 2 p.m., and we'll start again. Have a safe and happy weekend. We'll see you then.